Unique beats.
Welcome to the next Unique Beats with me, Andy Farina, and joined by, as usual, the Chief of Belize.
A.K.A. Zeus's favourite Minotaur.
in what way? In ways of bass? Or?
Yeah, in bass and wob, you know, in my sort of, my whole sort of bull-like demeanour.
Well, that was a song by Deaf Professor.
Who joins us today.
He does, yeah, and the song was called Kick the Dog. Mr. Dave Melville. Welcome to Unique Beats Podcast.
Hello, the internet.
Hello. Yes. Tell us about yourself. What's going on? How are you making music? Where are you making music?
How are you getting into it? I'm just making music all over the place, doing loads of stuff. And I write music with my writing partner, Amy Mack.
Shout out to Amy Mack.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know Amy?
Yeah, I do know Amy. Yeah. Well, not personally. Is she not with... I know she's done projects and stuff with The Roughness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so Dave's old band, The Roughness. Great band.
Hangover from that. Yeah. So we do all kinds of music, everything from acoustic harp music right up to crazy electro stuff. So
harp is, music?
Yeah.
With a P, not R-T, E-R-T. Harp music. No. Like, love music, I don't know. It's Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah. Fair dues.
Season for the lovers.
So this is just the sort of electronic side of that, so...
Cool. What software are you using?
Ableton Live and Reason. That track we just heard there was done entirely in Reason.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I thought you were just an Ableton man.
He's more able than Ableton.
And what are your feelings about, why do you use certain software to do certain things? I mean, why'd you pick one software or the other?
Your preference.
I don't know. I just just because I do.
Yeah.
you can't get vocally.
Yeah, just like wakes up one morning, do you know what? I'm going to use logic.
Boring interview.
Nice. Right.
Able is quality, basically. Just turns everything into putty, into plasticine, I think.
Right.
And then Reason's just a beast, you know. So that's.
So we've got putty and beast then, analogies
and
euphemisms.
I'd like, if I'm doing like audio stuff, I do that on Cubase because it's my wee pal.
Cool.
Well, there we go.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. And Dave's going to be joining us for the whole podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we will hear more from him later.
And as I mean, because we're not a BBC organisation by any means, but we are open to, you know, we don't, what's the word? We don't discriminate. You know, we're open to sort of lots of different perspectives. So rather than just listen to me and Andy harping on about, you know, wub, we're going to get, you know, some opinions from, you know, someone.
Well, let's
from...
be clear, I mean, it's you mainly that goes on about wub.
Well, I'm
it's
kinda,
a slight obsession, I think, everyone knows about this.
I'm slightly wubby, I'm not going to lie about that.
But we're going to go from something that was pretty crazy and banging to something very chilled out, and it's... by a group of people called the Lotus Project. Now, it's the female singer from a band who performed at Unique Beats Festival and our smaller event in August called Engine 7, who we've played on here a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Lovely haunting voice this last year. She's really, really nice. Seeing her on stage as well, it's just kind of relaxed and just kind of... The great, great live act. And if you've not seen Engine 7... do, but you know, sort of this girl really added something to it. It was an all around good set, really chilled, nice stuff.
So here we go with Lotus Project and the song that's called It's Love That Brought You Here.
If you could love me completely, if you could show you
Now, just off the top of my head, I don't know, I would have said that was about as haunting as a ship lost at sea. Dave, what do you think?
I liked it, it's good, yeah. Good production.
It's got a fantastic voice, yeah. That's the Lotus Project, and the song is called It's Love That Brought You Here. The girl's name is Marie Claire. And
so she, Marianne Claire.
No, Marie Claire. And I'm not sure what her surname is, actually. I don't think I got told. And she is the female singer in the band Engine 7, who performed at Uni Beats a couple of times.
And we're on
fantastic band.
The Radio 1 station in Scotland.
Very recently, yeah, they're doing well for themselves.
Big up for that.
And they'll be back for the Unique Beats Festival in April, but we'll talk about that in the next podcast. So a great track from that. Hope she does really well, and hopefully we can try and convince them to do the Lotus Project at the festival as well. See if we can twist her arm. Slightly different show this week because we've got a live set from Melvotronica. We talked about this like way back, I think it was the first podcast, saying we're getting back on the show.
It seems like ages ago.
I know, well, we set out to do a monthly podcast and what we're doing is so lazy. It's been 2 months. About 2-3 months.
An outsider opinion. We'll go back to the deaf professor here. You're familiar with the workings of Melvotronica.
Yeah, he's great, man.
How do you describe his style? A trippy, flotted hip hop journey through space and time.
Exactly what I was going to say. Amazing.
Nah, he's great, man. He's cool.
Yeah, so we've got a set from him. It's about 40 minutes long.
Oh, gosh.
And it's
I just realised I'm sitting in the same underwear as I was yesterday.
There's some things you just don't want to share with
people. I just wondered why that's such a bit shame.
Like, we've had this situation before where we just need to stop you from talking for a moment.
Sorry.
Just so we can settle down. All right, before we go into the Melvotronica live set, which we're not going to interrupt. Chief of Police might interrupt him.
I'm just going to be an up-to-date sort of, you know, story by story, yeah, keeping you up to speed with what's happening with the inner workings of my pants.
No, that's fine. But before we do that, we're going to Glasgow and a guy called Courtroom Doll, which is a random, interesting name.
Red Lights.
And a song called Red Lights. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
listening to that, I don't think we can really categorise it by giving it any sort of genre, but I don't think we're related to it anyway. It's a nice blend of dark electronica,
yeah,
with good, you know, nice and up tempo. But I think you could chill to that as well as, you know.
No, it's a great track. Courtroom Doll, and the song was Red Light, from sunny Glasgow.
Seriously, compressed drums. I mean, no, he like vacuum packed those things, man. That's crazy.
That's a cool track. Yeah, so as we were saying, we've got a wee treat for everyone. The first of our live sets. From we're thinking now that we're gonna ask different artists to do a live set each month as well, and gives you a bit more taste of what they're really like, you know, because you can hear a track, but you know.
You don't want to pigeonhole them with exactly what you think. What we're about to hear is, if you want to hear someone jam with a distinct sound, but without a distinct style, I think, you know, if that makes sense, then you want to listen to Melvatronica.
Yeah.
Class act. Cool. If you give him, honestly, with basic equipment, he
carries it around in a rucksack.
Yeah. Oh, his miniature laptop, his key oscillator, his flute.
Yeah.
You know.
Nano pad, nano keyboard. Yeah, he's
very creative with what he has. Yeah. He could use a whole lot of stuff, or he could use a small amount of sort of equipment, and he can just make it happen. Great, yeah. Really, really good. He's
just give him a looper pedal, and he's happy.
Yeah, yeah. All his beatboxing is. Oh, yeah. You can scratch. You know, final scratch.
He's really good. He's got the skills, but yeah. And on that, actually, you should go to melvatronica.com and download his EP.
Check
which
out
is
his
amazing.
I check out his many talents, including his skateboarding skills. There's a video on there.
Videos, yeah. He's a talented
man. Can't do.
No, he's a legend.
I've heard it said he may be the Stig.
Possibly could be the Stig. Yeah, who knows?
So earlier on this week, from when we're recording this now, he did a live set at Sneaky Pete's in Edinburgh.
Yep.
Jammed. From what I understand, brought the house down. I wasn't there myself, but I've heard this. And if you want a blend of trip hop seamlessly moving into like breakbeat, it's a drum step. I don't care what you call
drum
it.
Drum step.
Every
week we find a new genre.
No, drum sound and bassline Smith of
clown step.
Well, no, that's
you
just,
made that one.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think clown step. I've heard clown step being used by something else. I'm not going to claim that one at all. Right. But no, drum step is actually. It's something if you listen to like Annie Mac or even Zane Lowe or
what is drum step?
It's I think it's the drums are as active as in drum and bass. Well, we were discussing this earlier, like dubstep, you're setting that a fairly high tempo. It's about between 140 and 144, but it sounds slow because you're taking out a lot of the layers of the drums, and you got. It could easily be.
You could
just like that.
We'll loop that.
And you can have it as your ringtone. but double up the drums, and it sounds like drum and bass, but it's at the same tempo.
But
and
what's drumstep?
Well, it's dubstep, but more faster drums.
You don't know what drum
it is. That's what it is. Look up drumstep.
All right. Okay,
I'm not even lying.
So this live set is 40 minutes long. During that time, I'm going to look into drum step.
Yeah,
and we'll
be back
to you afterwards.
Yeah.
But
you'll see that I've got the muscle to hustle and beat.
Without further ado, which is also the title of this live set, here's Melvatronica from Monday Night Sneaky Pete's in Edinburgh. Mm. Enjoy it. Here we go.
Message given to me by the man that accompanies you. You are in need of my services now.
I have a little surprise this time. Surprise this time. little surprise this time.
Took him a long time to come to terms with being in a genre that wasn't necessarily the most respected. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can call me Uncle Adam if you want? I really like the music. That's why I've jumped out of my cage to give you a rendition of someone else's composition. So without further ado, I'll let me introduce you to some... Can I go now? Come on, hurry up. I ain't got all day. Feel like a rat monkey.
That was Melvatronica's live set. What did you think?
I think without taking away, we're going to touch on something here. Granted, I didn't actually hear anything that I would identify as drum step there. However,
drum step. Okay, all right.
Okay, let's touch on this.
Okay, I didn't want to break. Now you
while we're
it,
away, but, while we're away, we touched on this, and we went to a reputable source. We're going to name the place because we don't push brands.
No, we can't do that.
However, let's see.
Well, we can push one brand, which we haven't so far. I'm not moving away from.
Oh God, no.
They're saying reddogmusic.co.uk.
Reddogmusic.co.uk. Actually, sold me the microphone with which we are recording this podcast and that. So,
I'm sponsored by Colgate toothpaste.
Right, yeah. That's amazing.
Other toothpastes are available.
You thought it may be like a hearing centre or something.
Yeah, we're not going to deviate from this drum step.
Okay,
point.
All right, okay, get it over with.
Definition of drum step: a subgenre of drum and bass where the beat structure is half time, but the remaining elements still adhere to the usual tempo and melody pattern style.
I don't think you said that though.
In a roundabout way, that's what I said. Basically, it was the genre, but the beat is the same style, but it's a different.
No, that's
deviant.
Wrong. That's not what's written.
Yeah, well, let's. you didn't believe it existed.
No, that's true. And in fact, clown step.
Well, clown step's on here as well. Unplanned step.
Clown step is a fresh genre of drum and bass.
Yeah.
Drum and bass with a simple but catchy beat and with a deep, repetitive but amazing bass line.
Artists include Dirty Harry, Taxman, DJ Evil, DJ Hazard.
An amazing bass line. Okay.
And apparently it goes wonk, 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 wonk. This is a clown step. So wonk, 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 wonk.
Plant step.
Yeah, plant step. Yeah, this is quite interesting, actually.
That's marching.
In fact, I just remembered, actually, we were going to start a feature touching on the ridiculous insurgence of
words before the word step.
Not just like all these like sub genres that are like popping up everywhere. And I actually worked on one for this week, so I just wrote it down somewhere. Here we are. Yes. sub genre of the episode. I'll not say week or month because we're quite irregular with our shows.
Regular.
I present to you Triple Vanilla Sidestep Hop.
What the hell is that?
Listen, that's the new. All the kids are talking about it in Camden and Dagenham.
Right.
So, you know.
What is it though?
Fuck knows.
We'll have to put a.
Yeah, we'll have to put a unique beat over that. That's so fine. Watch this space.
Okay, well, that's pretty much the end of the show. Thanks to Melvatronic for filling up so much of our spot. It stops us from talking immense amounts of crap, which we normally do.
And makes us look like we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, well,
which is
I don't think we've ever come across as sounding like that.
However, there's a more important point to this show, and I think Melvatronica may have stolen some of the limelight, because we have our guest with us, who has sat very humbly and very unassumingly and listened to our drivel, and has brought us, of course, exquisite beats. Now, we're going to give you the next piece of brilliance from the Deaf Professor.
Before we do that, he's going too fast. First of all, Dave, who is Deaf Professor, what is your MySpace?
Dave and Amy.
Okay,
so there's MySpace, Deaf Professor at MySpace, but you can also contact me, David Melville, Edinburgh, Facebook.
Nice.
And we're looking for a drummer, so if there's any folk out there with electronic kits and are up for fucking about with.
That's alright. Oh, no.
Anyway,
he's in here 5 minutes and just effing and jeffing. He thinks he's dearie me. This is a legitimate show. The kids listen to this. This is
If you are a drummer, I suggest you're in the Edinburgh area.
Yes.
With a digital kit, that's important because.
Or really rich and don't mind flying around a lot.
Yeah, or buying Deaf Professor his own digital kit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he could just sort of do it himself.
Yeah, buy it from reddogmusic.co.uk. Yeah, see what I did?
I actually did that. Now, the thing about reddogmusic.co.uk is I've heard they're a premier online and indeed shop retailer. Oh, and just to lower the tone even for a sec.
My phone's gone off.
I've dropped an expletive. The Deaf Professor has dropped an expletive.
Andy's phone's going off.
We're slurping tea. Oh, see, this keeps. Right, the sun. The sun's out. Oh, and we're going off on a tangent.
Right, okay,
Where were we?
We're ending the show.
Digital drums. Okay, and now we're going to go with something that I'd like to call, much to the annoyance, no doubt, of Deaf Professor, Ebectronic Music. Oh, you saw what I did there.
Beck Step.
Does that work?
No, this is a fantastic song.
Really good.
Would you like to introduce it?
Nope.
No, okay, there we go. It's Deaf Professor with a track called Little Animal.
I say Epictronic because when you hear the sample that he's taken from a Beck track, you'll
it's
understand.
Not a sample.
I know, I was
it's
like, nice.
Yanking his chains, you know what I do.
They call me the chain yanker. I yank chains. And pull legs and pull. Pull dirty one leg.
Okay, so thanks for joining us again at Unique Beats podcast. Please check us out at uniquebeats.co.uk where you can follow our exploits.
And of course, there's an event coming up.
The second festival is on April the 24th.
Do you know what's really funny? See the amount of people that I've spoken to. And I bumped into another person last night. I was DJing and I bumped into a guy who's like, oh, Unique Beats. I was like, yeah, the event. Do you listen to the podcast? Podcast. I was like, the events are like a sort of subset of the podcast, but obviously... Yeah. You know, we've got, 2,000 listeners or something?
We've got many talents. You know, we've got fingers in multiple electronic pies.
Yes, yes.
Now we've got the videos. Mm. We've got a phone ringing again.
Yeah.
In the studio. Just, embarrassing.
Yeah, we're going to have to put that
in. And,
out of order.
So please check out unibeats.co.uk. And thanks to Melvatronica for the live set. And thank you very much to Dave and Amy.
Yep.
Amy
yep.
is not present.
Nope. Yeah. Is she the deaf one or the professor?
That's a very good question.
You got an answer?
Nope.
No, there we go. Little Animal.
We'll keep going,
Professor. Catch you next month.
Unique Beats.